daf is daf pei zayin. So we got to the very last line of pei vav and rebeis. The Gemara says Tanya idach. There's another brayse that says that Rabbi Yehuda omer suma ein lo boshes. That there's no boshes like we've been discussing yesterday. There's no boshes when it comes to suma. Whether he was the one who's mivayish or whether he's the one being misvayish, there is no boshes. And then Gemara says on top of pei zayin and aleph v'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda potro mikol dinim shabbatar. Not only is a suma pater from boshes, but he's also pater from all other mitzvahs in the Torah. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda exempt a suma from all mitzvahs? So Amar Kral, the pasuk says, "V'shoftu ha'eda bein hamake bein gol hadam al nishpat me'ela," that they judge the eda whether it's through a makah, through hitting, or whether through gol hadam. He judges in all cases. What's going on here? So Gemara makes a drasha: Kol sheyeshnu b'makah v'gol hadam yeshu b'mishpatim. Anybody who's subject to the halachas of makkah, of receiving malakos, and receiving gal hadam, so then he's going to be included in all the other halachas of mishpatim of the Torah. But kol she'eino b'makkah v'gal hadam, anybody who's not subject to receiving malakos, and is not subject to the halachas of gal hadam, then he's eino mishpatim, he's pater from all other mitzvahs. So that's the drasha Yehuda invokes in order to prove that a suma is pater mikol mitzvos shebetorah. Now there's interesting atosis here. Look at atosis di b'maskel v'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda Potro, the second one, where the last few narrow lines of Tosos, he asks the question, Tema. So we just learned in the Gemara that Sumas Pater Mikol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. And he asks, Tema, how did the mission per Koreas and Megillah, Daf Chavdal and Mesechus Megillah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shelo Ra Meoros Miyama Velo Yifros Alashma? Any person who never saw light in his life cannot do Paras al Shema. Paras al Shema was a way the Chazan would be motzi the Tzibur, Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema itself. So Afilu Rav Nisma Nami Amar Hacha de Pater. So according to Behud in the Mishnah, only if he never saw. But let's say a person had eyesight and then lost his vision, then he would be able to say this. But here in our Gemara it says even a person who once saw Afilu Rav Nisma Nami Amar Hacha de Pater Mikol Mitzvos. So what's halacha? Everyone agrees a suma who is born suma is pater from the mitzvahs. But a person who is born able to see and lost his vision, so it's a mashma from the Gemara Megillah, he's still chayiv since he once was able to see the light. So the Gemara here sounds like a suma cannot, he's pater from all mitzvahs across the board. That's his question. So he goes through it back and forth. If you look at Tosus now, he answers four wide lines down. He says Venira towards the end of the line. As Nira, the afagav de pater Rabbi Yehuda suma mikol mitzvahs. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda really holds that a suma is pater mikol mitzvos shebet Torah. But he says, mikol makom midirabanan chayiv. On a dirabanan level, a suma is chayiv. And afagav de'isha miftarei b'mitzvah aseh shezman grama, just like a woman. The women are pater from zman grama mitzvahs. V'lo mechayavin, they're not chayiv to do. Afil midirabanan, they're not chayiv. Mishum she'eich mitzvos harbeid mechayiv es behu. But the reason why, women are chayiv in plenty of other mitzvahs. But by a suma, why do we have to make suma chayiv in mitzvahs? Midirbanan. The avasuma I patris le mikol mitzvahs, afil midirbanan. Had we said that suma is pater from all mitzvahs, and even on the dirabanan level, the pater, what would come out would be is imkein havale kimo nachri sheinoeg b'toras yisrael klal. The suma would not have to do any mitzvahs, they'd be in essence like any other non-Jew. A guy doesn't have to do mitzvahs, a suma doesn't have to do mitzvahs either. So the Chacham wanted to put the suma on a higher pedestal than a nachri and said, you know what? As a suma, one should do mitzvos midirabanan. That's what he's explaining here. So that's what the Gemara in Mishnah Megillah says. Even though midiraisa suma is pater mikol mitzvos shabbatara, midirabanan they're chayiv in certain mitzvos. Only a suma who was born with the eyesight lost his vision is he chayiv in that mitzvah. And he goes on to explain why that is, but that's what he's pointing out here. They're chayiv midirabanan. Back to the Gemara now. The top of Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. Gemara says six lines down. Tani idach. There's another brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma Ein Lo Boshes. There's no boshes when it comes to a suma. V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda Potro Mikol Mitzvos Ha'umas Ha'amuros B'Tara. He holds that all mitzvos of sumas pater from all mitzvos. Amar Rav Sheisha Berei the Rav Ida My Timer the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he think that they're pater from all the mitzvos? Amar Kra the pasuk says a different one than we brought earlier. V'eila ha-mitzvos v'achu, ha-meila mitzvos ha-chukim v'ha-mishpatim asher tziva Hashem. Pasuk says, these are all the mitzvos. Kol sheyeshnu b'mishpatim, yeshnu b'mitzvos v'chukim. Anybody who's in the world of mishpatim is chayiv in all the mitzvos. V'chol she'eino b'mishpatim, anybody who's not chayiv in mishpatim, namely din of choshen mishpat, Eidam b'mitzvahs v'chukim. So since we learned yesterday that sumas pater from makos, they're pater from mises bezin, they're pater from gol hadam, all those different dinim, they're pater from mishpatim. So therefore, they're also going to be pater from all other mitzvos and chukim. Amar Rav Yosef, a famous Gemara, the Rav Yosef tells us, we saw this in Maseches Kedushin as well. Meiresh, Rav Yosef was blind as well. So Rav Yosef said, Meiresh hava amina, initially I'd said, man da'amar, anyone who would say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, they pass like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds da'amar suma patim min hamitzos, kavdina yom betav l'rabbanon. I'm going to make a great feast for all the chachamim. Why? My time. De'lo mafkidine v'kavdina mitzos. I'm not chayv to do mitzvos, yet I'm doing it anyways. So Rav Yosef thought what he was doing was so great. He was going above and beyond. Lefnim Mishur Sadin, he's pater, and he's doing mitzvos anyways. So he'd make such a great party. But in Hashta, the Shamis Leila Hadar Bichanina, now that he heard the statement of Rabbi Chanina, Damar Rabbi Chanina, Goldel Hamatuva Yosef, Mimishin Hamatuva Yosef, greater is the one who does when he's commanded than one who's not commanded and does. And one of the reasons are, and the Ritva points out in Kedushin, because it's more tsar there. When a person's told to do something, no one likes being told what to do. No one likes authority. So your parent tells you to do something, your Rebbe tells you to do something, you dafka don't want to listen to them. But if you do it anyways, so that means there's greater tsar in doing it. You're able to overcome that the ability, the want to ignore, that's greater tsar. So the fum tsar agra, that's greater tsar in that. If you're not told what to do, it's much easier to be a nice guy and do it anyways. I'm going to be a nice guy and do the mitzvahs anyways. There's no pressure involved. So once he heard the statement, though, Rav Yosef said, so then, man damar li ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, one who says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we hold that asum is chayv mitzvahs, and I'm doing it anyways, then I would avdina yom matava l'rabbanim, I'm going to make a great feast for the chachamim, my taima d'chi mafkidin isli agra tfei, because I'm commanded, I have greater reward. Okay, new Mishnah tells us now, zechomer ba'adam mi b'shur. The following is a situation where an adam is greater stringency than an animal. Sheha adam mishalim nezek tzar ripoy shevis boshes. Right, we know the adam pays five chamisha dvarim. Mishalim dmei vlados, because of miscarriage, he has to pay the value of that child. V'shor eino mishalim el nezek, but a shor only pays the nezek itself. He doesn't pay the tzar and ripoy and so on. And he's also the shor, the bal hashor bipater midmei havlados, if it causes a miscarriage. Now a new point. Hamakis avivis imo, a person who hits a parent v'lo also ben chabur, but doesn't cause any blood to be drawn, or v'chova b'chaver b'yom kippur, or hits someone in Yom Kippur, even though he does cause some blood to be drawn, chayv akula nirchayv in those cases, because there is no chiyav misa in those cases. There's no chiyav misa bezdin by Yom Kippur. It's only kares. Hachovel be'evid ivri, person who hits an evid ivri, a Jewish-owned slave, chayv b'kulan, he's chayv to pay all five dvarim, he's a regular person, he's a yid, chutz min ha-sheves b'zman shushalo. But if it's his own evid ivri that he hits, and now the evid can work, it's his own loss, so he doesn't pay himself, he doesn't pay the evid, so he's pater from that sheves, he just loses out from, but the other four, he has to pay the evid ivri directly. Hachovel be'evid kanani, you hit some other guy's evid kanani, Shalachayim, someone else owns it. Chai Bakulin, you have to pay all five dvarim to the Rav, to the owner of the Eved Kanani. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lavodim Boshes. Not true. He holds that there's no Boshes for an Eved Kanani. He doesn't have embarrassed. He's not viewed as a human. He's viewed as a behem, if you will. So there is no Boshes to paying to hitting an Eved Kanani. Chayrish Shotavakatan Pigyasin Rav. An encounter, a fight with a Chayrish Shotavakatan is bad. You don't want to get involved in a fight. Why? Even though you probably beat them, but still, in the end of the day, you're going to pay. Hachova behen chayv. The one who hits a chayrish shotavakatam, you have to pay the damages to them. Vehem shechavlu ba'chayrim p'tum. But they who hit you, a chayrish hits you, a katan shota hits you, they're part of paying. If you get into a fight with them, you're paying the full amount. Ha'eved va'isha p'yasin ra. It's also a bad encounter to start up a fight with an eved or an isha. Just walk away. Why? Same idea. Hachova behem, if you hit an Isha or an Eved, chayv, you have to pay them. Heim shechavu b'chayim, if they hit you, they're p'tur, and they're pater from paying, they're off the hook. Aval neshalman la'achazman, but the Eved Kanani and an Isha would pay la'achazman. When? Niskar she ha'isha nishachrer ha'eved chayavim neshalim. The woman gets divorced, or seemingly if she gets widowed as well, and Eved Kanani becomes freed somehow, then they would have to pay. There's an outstanding debt. So at the moment when you hit a fight with a woman, a married woman, or with an eved, at that point, you don't get any payment from them. You pay everything. Now, after time, so then they eventually have the outstanding obligation they have to pay if they ever become free or divorced. Now, Nisgar Shahisha, I've read that already, sorry. Hamaka aviv imo va'asef ben chabur. If you hit a parent and you cause, you make them, there's a cut, there's some blood that comes out. Or, achovel b'chavir b'shabbos, where there's going to be a chiyum mitzvahs bezdin of skila, then you're patim mikulon, you're patim paying the monetary part, mipnei shu nidam b'nafsha, since he has a chiyum mitzvah for hitting a parent. Or hitting on Shabbos, kam nebi rabbi b'nei, you're patim.
You hit on Shabbos.
You hit anything, you cause someone to draw blood. Yeah, any time you cause blood to be drawn, that's an iser, that's a one of the mlachos.
The chabur,
yeah, exactly. It could be tzaveya, it could be shochei, whatever the mlacha might be. It could be dash, whatever the mlacha is going to be.
Chayav
skilfa, yeah.
That's with
Adim Hasra, exactly. If it's done b'shogi, a person thinks it's okay, then it would be a chatas. If it's permitted, if it's for medical reasons, it's to give an injection, perhaps. Yeah. You know, this shayla came up once. Could a person take shots that a person needs? Insulin, whatever the case might be. Could you take shots on Shabbos? Is that a problem with that? Is it refuah? Is it perhaps a problem of refuah on Shabbos, which is generally also unless there's certain cases? And would it be considered a malacha? Is it making a Pesach? Is it drawing blood? So they say different times, giving a shot. So it's not considered a Pesach, really. It's not considered big enough. And even the blood that's drawn, sometimes blood's drawn, but usually not. Depends what type of shot it is. You know better than I. You get a shot in the arm, I get my flu shot, blood is drawn, but not much. But sometimes you get insulin, I don't think it causes blood to come out at all, but I don't know. What?
The needles are so small.
Right. So it depends on the case. And not, it's usually not refu anyway. Sometimes it's preventative. So again, at the end of the day, most shots are really permitted on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. So then the Mishnah says at the end here, Chovel be'evit kenani shelo pater mikulon. A person who hits his own evit kenani, he's pater from everything because he doesn't have to pay himself. All right. So that's a very loaded Mishnah. So the Gemara now asks, "Boy minei Rabbi Elazar mirav." Rabbi Elazar asks Rav the following shaila: "Hachovel bebask tana shelachirim chavala lami." A person, a sick person, hits some other young girl, a daughter of someone, a friend of his. He hits her in the face. So now, who does he pay the damages to? Lami. Mi amrinan kevin to akni le rachmana shvach nurim laav chavala nama davu havi. Since in general we know that the father gets all the shvach nurim, Gemara's kedushin, anything, any money that goes her way, he gets rights to. He has the rights to hafaras nedarim. He has the rights to marry her off. He has the rights to her mitzia. He has the rights to everything. So that money should go to the father. My time, the ha'afchsa mikasfer, because he had the right to sell her off to someone as a amivria. Now her value has been depreciated. So now he gets to collect on that potential loss. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we say, Shvach Nurim da'akni lei, Rachmana. Really, Shvach Nurim was given to the father. Why? Di bai lemimser lei lemukashchin. He could give her over to whoever he wants, to mukashchin, a disgusting person. Matzi Masr, he could hand her over to. Aba chavala kevin di bai mischabel ba lo matzi chavel lo kani lei rachmana. But when it comes to chavala, he doesn't have the right to have her hit, have her beaten, chas v'shalom. So therefore, he doesn't have that right. Meaning, a shvach nurim, a general idea of him getting all rights that comes through her as a conduit, or shvach nurim is limited to he has any rights because he has the right to give her over to mukashchin, to his right to shvach nurim. He has the rights to get any money that comes his way, any kesef kedushin. Shvach nurim might be limited to kesef kedushin only. Rashi says, since I could give her over to whoever I want, so gafa kesef kedushin I could collect. But I can't give her over to be beaten chas v'shalom. I can't give her over to be chavala, so therefore I don't have rights to that chavala. I don't own that area of that money. That's the shaila that was posed to Rav. So the Gemara says now on the top of Pei Zayin and Mabez, Amr Lei, Rav responds back to Rebbe Elazar, Lo zochta Torah la'av, ela shvach nurim bilvad. The Torah only gave a very limited right to the father, namely shvach nurim, only in the world of kesef kedushin. Anything that goes outside kesef kedushin, he doesn't have rights to. So therefore, the chavala, the damages for the chavala would go to her. So asks Gemara now, Eisivei, Hachovel be'evid ivri, chai bechulan, chutz min hasheves, bizman shushalo. Person who hits his own evid ivri, he has to pay four of the five, he has to pay nezek, tzar, ripu, and boshes, but he doesn't pay Sheves because he himself loses out on the Sheves. The fact that he's not working now is the master's own fault. So he doesn't pay that last one. So what do we see from here, though? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says two lines down, Mina Sheves Bizman Sheved Shelo. He doesn't pay Sheves when he owns the Eved Ivri. Below Beved the Acher, denotes Shvach L'Rabo. But if it's Shift L'Rabo. But if it's somebody else's Eved, he would have to pay Sheves to that Rav. Katani Mias, we see from all this, though, the Eved Ivri Shelo Pater Hu Hol Maisi Yadav Shelo. Since the Maisi Yadav, all the work of the Eved is mine, so he's Pater. Hachanami says Rashi, Kivin the Bito Maisi Yadav Shelo L'Shkol Shvach Sheves Dida. Since the door is working for me, any parnasa she makes, it comes to me. So therefore, I should take the sheves as well. It should come to me. If someone else hits my daughter, chas v'shalom, I should collect that payment because the sheves is she's really my worker, so I should get sheves. So Gemara says no. Amar Abai says mo de rav. Rav agrees b'sheves to ma'isya de ad shas bagris davia havi. Now, Rav agrees, Sheves in particular, that I have rights to. Any parnasa she makes, she goes to camp, she makes money, she works as a group leader, I get that money. That's my right, according to the halacha, says the Gemara. If I'm supporting her, it's all my money, anything she makes. That's dafka by Sheves, I get the Sheves. But all the other aspects, the Nezek and the Report and the Boshas and Tsar, that goes to her herself. That's what Rav says. Eisivei, hachovel bivno hagadol yitain lo miyad, if he hits his son. So then the son gets to keep it if he's a gadol. If it's a bivno katan, if it's a minor, so then yasilo segula. You should make him a segula, something that he can get money off. We'll see later on what the segula means, but somehow he can make profit off of this segula, some object he can make money off of. And that's how he gets paid. Bibito katana, which is our concern right now, if it's a young daughter, pati's pater from paying. Below, oh, not only is he himself pater, even if others were to hit his own daughter Ketana, Chayavim Litein Lavi, the father gets keep the money. So we see from here that the father gets the money. If someone's Chovel Bebito Ketana, the father does get it. Rav says that no, the father doesn't get the money. We said the Torah Zachta HaTorah La'av Rak the Shevach Nurim, but all other things the daughter gets to keep. She gets to keep the Chamish Dvarim. But here the Brice explicitly goes against Rav and says that no, the father gets to collect it. To which the Gemara answered, "No, Hachanami b'Sheves." So everyone agrees that Sheves the father gets because the father has rights to all her panasa goes to the father, but the other four dvarim, those go to the daughter. Okay, Gemara now asks: we said before in the brayso just above, "Ubivno gadol yitein lo miyad." If a person hits his son who's above the age of 13, so then you pay him right away, miyad. So asks Gemara, "Minhu?" Doesn't the Brisa say otherwise? If a person hits the sons or daughters of a friend of his, and if they're gedolim, you have to pay them the damages right away. If it's ketanim, if they're minors, then yaselem segula. They give them the segula, some object where they could make money off of. Bivanov uvnosav shelo pater. But if it's his own children, so then he's pater. So we have a question here. If it's own children, if no God, though, do we pay him? We do not pay your own children. So they say, look, Kasha, kan b'kishesomchen al shulchano, kan k'shein smuchen al shulchano. Depends if they're somich on the shulchan. If they're somich on your shulchan, so then they're pater. They're mine. Even though they're gedolim, they're over 13, they're still living in my house. I'm supporting them. I'm paying for the yeshiva. I'm paying for their clothing and their food. So then I'm pater from paying them. But if they're gedolim and they're independent, so then I would have to pay them. That's the difference. So now the Gemara says, "B'mayo kimta l'kmaisa b'she'in smuchan al shulchano." That which we said that the first brisa, when you pay the gedolim right away, it's when they're not somech on your shulchano. Ihachi, that's the case. Taking this, following through the whole brisa now that they're not somech al shulchano. Ihachi, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa where we said hachovel bebito ketana pater. We said if a person hits his own daughter, he's pater. Oh, not only that, we said in the brayso elachem shechav luben chayim liten lavia. If others hit your daughter, the father collects it. But why? If we're talking about a case of that brayso is where they're not somich al shulchano, then lidida by lemeisav la. It's then you have to give it to her. She's independent. She's not somich al shulchano. Why is the father collecting it in that first brayso, even though she's a katana? So the Gemara answers no. Dibay mizone. Even though she's independent, she needs some mazon, so she's not really independent, in essence, what we're saying. So then we're kind of undoing what we suggested. So how we explain this? If they're not Somech al Shechano, by... What do you mean? But once we're saying that...
She gets it.
No, that's what we're saying, but... No, but then if she's not Somech al Shechano, so then she should get it. So now we're saying the Bryce is where she is Somech al Shechano, where she needs the most. Now she needs it now. So that doesn't answer the question anymore.
It's not Somech al Shechano, it's in between.
Somewhere in between. She's independent, but she needs a little bit of help.
So therefore, for the Shemesh, that's what she gets. So she's independent. She's independent in that sense. Even though he's supporting her in a certain sense, but she's independent, so not for everything, just for the loss of women.
That's the doctor saying that she's somewhere in between,
right.
Somewhere in between, I guess. That's what we have to say.
It's only the shavus that she gets, because she's independent in a certain sense, but everything else seemingly.
Okay. Marnell says, "Vafilaman damer." Even according to the opinion that holds, Yachal harav lomar le'aved. Even the one who holds, we saw this a few times in Gittin, we saw this in Ksubis, that even the one who says Sin Eved, he's allowed to say, you know, you're working for me and I'm not going to support you, which is like the worst case for the Eved Kanani. Sahani mili be'Eved Kanani. It's only by an Eved Kanani could you say such a statement. Damar le Avid Avidasi Kulyoma, you work for me all day, and when the sun sets, Laura, so in the evening, Zil Sachar of Achel, you now go out and hire yourself, you know, wash some dishes and ask for money. Rashi says, Sachar, Savav of the Achel Chazal Psachim. You go door to door and you ask for some money. Lishnachrina Sachar, Savav Lepischei Ha'ir. Go around the city. I'm not sure the difference. One is this, the entrances of the city, one's the entrances of the houses. But go out and find money on your own. Am I helping you out here? So even according to that opinion, it's only by an Eved Kanani. Aval Eved Ivri, Dichsiv Kitov Lo Imcha. You have to be Imach, rather. It's good to be with you. So if by an Eved Ivri, where you have to treat them with respect, and the same food and drink that you have, you give to Eved Ivri, so certainly the daughter as well should have the same treatment that the Eved Ivri should have.
You can't say to an Eved Ivri.
Correct.
So you shouldn't be able to say it to your daughter.
And therefore what? So you can't say it to the daughter. So therefore you have to give Mizonos to your daughter, so that's why, since you're giving Mizonos to your daughter, you don't have to pay them. You're pater from paying them.
Paying
whom? The Bito Katana. Meaning, if someone hits the Bito Katana, you get to keep the money for them.
You get
to keep the money. That's the case of before. We said the Bito Katana, that if a person hits his own Bito Katana, you're pater. And not only that, even if others hit her, you get the money. That's because you have to always support her. Even though you're telling her, go work on your own, you have to still support it. And that's the idea. That's why you get to keep the money. Kedamar. So then the question becomes then, so how come before we said there's a stira about the bun of Gedolah? Let's get the whole flow here. 1 second. I think I'm losing the flow here. Right. So that's in essence our question. So we're saying, if you don't give her the mazonos, we're saying the klal, then you can't. If you're not giving the mazonos to her, then you can't be zochen or ma'isi adeh. That's the klal. Okay. So now if we're saying that if she's independent, where she's working on her own.
No, we're saying that local she can be done, that you have to support
right.
her.
Right. That's only a case when you're taking her money. If she's working for you, so then you have to support her. But if she's not working for you.
What's going on that she is
right, so that's what we're trying to bring it back full circle now to
right.
it. We said initially the Brisa was before that she wasn't Somech al Shechano. That's why, which case we said before, that's why you paid the Ban of Gedolim right away. Right, when do you pay the Ban of Gedolim right away? When they're in a Somech al Shechano, they're independent. Now if that Brisa is about them being independent, that means the Bito Katan is also where she's independent.
Right.
Now if she's independent, we asked, so why are you collecting the money when she gets hit? She should collect the money. So we brought this whole idea, so that really comes full circle now. So a question. So that's what we answered by Mizone, but that's only when she's working. When she's working for you, when you're collecting the money. But when she's independent and not working for you, then you don't have to support her though. So the question is, so why are you collecting the money? And that's the more answers, which is kind of what you guys were alluding to before. It's somewhere in the middle. The Gemara answers, no, Kedama Rava Bered Rav Ula Lo Nitzcha Ela La Hadafa HaChanami Lo Nitzcha Ela La Hadafa. She really is independent, but she needs a little help. She needs Hadafa. She's not making enough to keep her going. So she's really independent. She ain't no Somech Al Shulchano. So that's why the Banav Gedolim, you pay them right away. You have to pay them when they get hit. Ah, what about Banav Bito Ketana? Why do you collect the money for them? Because the daughter needs a little bit more money to work. The son has enough. One pair of pants and a shirt is fine. He doesn't need that much money. The daughter needs a lot more money to be self-sufficient, so you're trying to help her out. So since you're paying the Hadafa, that's why you collect the money. Even though she's Eino Somech HaShulchano, the Hadafa allows him having the rights to the Chaval.
So she gets the money for the food, or anything more than that he gets.
She gets the money for the food.
Anything more than surplus.
So I guess any amount that she needs to at the Chavala, if let's say she works, she needs like $100 a week for food, and she's only making $80, let's say, so then $20 of Chavala are going to her to complete the rest of the money needed, and let's say there's another $20 of surplus that was gotten by the Chavala, then the father would get to keep. Is that what we're saying? Okay, what we're saying here is, when we say a chova bebito ketana, it's pater, a person hits his own daughter pater, it's when she's not smucha al shechano, referring to the demei chavala that goes above her mizonos, right? If she's really met the need for the mizonos, so then she's pater. So let's say she needs $100 of mizonos, and she only makes $80 worth, and then a person hits his daughter $50 of damage. So he needs to pay $20 to her so she reaches her threshold of the $100 needed for the mizonos. The additional $30, that he doesn't have to pay her anymore. That's what the Gemara is saying.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah?
I think that if she needs $80 to eat and she makes $100, the $20 additional the father keeps.
Yeah, the way it's saying it here, I think it's different though. It could be Machlokas had to interpret this.
מה שנוגע אלינו מדברך ששם הוא שאף על פי שהאב אינו זכאי במעשי ידי ביתו אם הוא מפרנס אותה מכל מקום הוא זכאי לעודף של מעשי ידיה על המזונות הנצרכים לה. Meaning he has a right on whatever her מעשי ידיה is over what.
So I think I think they're both true actually. If she makes more than she needs, she gets it.
Both true, but
if she makes less.
Case, yes. But in this case I think it's talking that she is making more than what she needs. So whatever than that she would eat, whatever is over what she would eat, it seems that he can keep.
Okay, they're explaining the cases. What I said, either way, they're both true. Whichever the case is, the surplus, he gets the keep.
Right.
Okay, and he has to make sure she meets her threshold of needs. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says, where are we? Four Y lines down. But Mayukimta Lebrasaisa Besmuchan Al Shulchano. At the second Brisa that we introduced, we said that's where the children are Somech Al Shulchano, where they are dependent. So Gedolim Yitain Lehem Miyad, the Gedolim you pay right away, and Ketanim Yasalem Segula. And the Ketanim you give some type of object that they'll make money off of. So asks the Gemara, Am I Lavim by Lemesve? If the Gedolim are Somech Al Shulchano of their father, so why are you paying the Gedolim? The father should keep the money because they're the ones supporting the children. Amri, they said, Ki kapid b'midi de kachaser. When the father was makbid, not that their children shouldn't get the money, that's something that would cause them a loss. But midi de asim alma lo kapid. If it's something that didn't cause him a loss, no, he found a nice mitzi on the floor. The father will let him keep. I mean, the father really has rights to anything. If he's supporting his children, he has rights to everything that comes the way to the children. But he certain things, he doesn't care. If the son makes some extra money along the side, I'll be happy to see him working. I'll let him keep the money. But if it's causing me a loss, though, if he breaks my window on purpose, I'm not going to pay it. I'm not going to make him pay it for it. I'll take it out of his allowance, let's say. So it's something that comes to me alma that doesn't cause me a loss, I'm okay with him keeping it. So here too also, if my son gets hit, so then he gets money, it doesn't cause me a loss. He took the pain, let my son keep the money, all the different costs. So then the Gemara says, is that really true? The halacha is, the metziah that comes along the way, the katan finds it, we said in the Gemara about metziah that the father keeps it. Why? That's ma'alma, there's no loss to the father. Why not let him pee? He sees a nice baseball card on the floor, let him keep it. Why do I need to take it? So you see, I am makpid on certain things, even though they come me'alma. The Gemara says, "Rafcha de kasi l'malma v'lesle tzara de gufayu begave kapit." Something that comes, a certain prophet that comes from outside, and my son experienced no pain. He just saw it on the floor, picked it up. So I'll ask for that. He didn't earn it. Aval chavala d'isle tzara de gufayu u'me'alma kasi l'hu lo kapit. If my son had to go through pain, he worked hard, he got beaten for it, and it came from elsewhere, it didn't cause me a loss, then I'm willing to let him keep it. V'ha hasam, but over there, dishle tzara degufa, there was pain. U me'al makasin, it came from elsewhere. V'ka katani, it's written in the katani, v'ka kapid. He's makbid, the katani, v'lo od ela achem shechavlu ba chayavim litin lavia. If the daughter gets hit, there's tsar. It came me'alma, didn't cause me loss. It came from some other person who hit, has to pay the money. So, yet I'm makbid on collecting the money. Why is that the case? I should let my daughter keep the money. The Gemara says, Amri, hasam de gavra kapdanahu daha. Who? He's a captain. He's a guy who gets makbid in every single thing. Every single, he wants every single penny he cares about. Daha, in smuchan al shachana. We already established that Bryce is talking about independent children. Yet it says, Afilu midi da'asa lama'alma kapit. So there, he's makbid in every single penny that comes through his children. Hacha, in our case, our brayso, the lo gavri kaptanahu, we're talking about a case, he's not makbid, the hasmuchan al shachanu. How do you know whether the person's a makbid, a captain or not? Does he support his children or not? In the Jewish veld, most of us support our children. Even though they might be independent, and even though they're 18 years old, and they can go get their own job, most of the Jews will let their children stay in their own house. Assuming they have the financial ability to do that. They don't make their children pay rent if they're able to support the children. If they can't support the children, it's another story. But if they can support the children, they don't make their children pay rent for the most part. That's a person who's not a captain. So that's what we say. They're smuchan al shulchan, even though they're 25 years old. And the previous brayso is where the ketanim are ain't smuchan. He's making his 10-year-old child go out and make his own money and pay rent. That tells us the ain't smuchan al shulchan. That means he's a captain. That's the difference. So again, ahacha, the lav gavar captain who... Here we're talking about a situation where he's not a captain. The ha smuchan al shachana. He lets his children rely on his money. Ki kakapit, so he's only makbid on certain cases. B'midei de kachasile, only if it causes him a loss will he make his children pay for it. B'midei de lo, b'midei de asaluhum alma lo kapit. But a situation where it comes from elsewhere, where it doesn't cause a loss to the father, to the parents, then he wouldn't be makbid and let the children keep it. Okay, let's keep going, may as well. Mar says, my school. We said above, if there's a katan who receives a chavala, so we give him a school. What does a school even mean? So Gemara answers, Rav Chist Amar, a sefer Torah. You give him a sefer Torah in order that he should be able to learn from, and that's going to be his peros. That's his peros. We said before, that's his peros, and it's keren kayamas lo olam haba. It's going to protect him in this world and olam haba. That's what it means. It's not going to be a financial payment. It's going to be a spiritual payment. The father. The father. If father hits his own child and causes a loss to him, or someone else perhaps hits him as well.
Is that more expensive in those days?
It depends how many sofrim were available. It depends on what kind of demand there was and supply. Supply and demand. So it all depends. Right. The sefer was also expensive.
You can give him like one parsha.
The Chassam Sofer writes Dafka Sefer Torah, though.
Who does that?
The Chassam Sofer writes Dafka Sefer Torah.
Who brought down here? The Sefer Torah. Here, the. Who said?
Don't hit your children.
What? Well, he's Sefer Torah?
They're
read by
Baba
Batras. No,
not
why.
Sfarm
as well.
Expensive.
Yeah. Again, we don't know what the cost were back then, number one. Number two is that the plan should do one gets for...
It's irrelevant to the cost. It's still like the 1 year work from software. So whatever.
Right, it's true.
You would have to pay the Parnassa one
right.
year.
Right,
because nobody does it. Right. It's a specialty.
Yeah.
What was it? Everybody would go with the equivalent family.
Yeah. It's expensive no matter what.
No matter what.
Exactly. Right, no matter what the values are. Right.
Compared to those times, it was.
Okay. Then Rabbah bar Rav Huna says, Amar dikla da'achal minei tamari. No, you buy him a date tree where you could eat dates off of, and that's going to be the monetary payment. V'chein amar Rish Lakish is the same thing. Now this chein goes back, I think, to the previous part of the discussion. It says v'chein amar Rish Lakish lo zachta tarei la'av el shvach nur milad. The only value that the father got was the ability to marry off his daughter, but not the chavala. That's what he said above. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu pitzir. So no, he argues that even a pitzir, even a nezek, even a chavala, the father was zochah to as well. Pitzir sakadaitach, would you think he has his rights to pitzir as well? Then we say above that, what's the shayla here? There's no Rashi here. Let's see.
Small wound.
And so what's the shayla here? So I guess it's so small, there's nothing to gain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Insignificant. Something so insignificant.
Okay.
So Gemara says, no, Afilu Rabbi Elazar coming by late. Even El Chavala, his shayla is only by Chavala, really, where someone punched him, we really caused a tremendous amount of damage. That was only shayla. Afchasa Mikasra, where he caused a loss of the value. Ava Ptsia, the Afchasa Mikasra, lo coming by late. Never shayla by the Ptsia. So says the Gemara, Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, Shepata Bifanev Achsa Mikasa. No, where it was in the face, where it caused the damage. That's a situation where Rabbi Yochanan thinks he does have the rights to collect. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
I thought I was a bang.
Very good.